Big Blue Door is a theater group devoted to true stories, long-form improv, and comedy writing. From 2012 to 2015, Big Blue Door produced a live, monthly show called the Big Blue Door Jam, where people shared 6 to 8 minute true stories inspired by monthly themes. This story was told by Milla Murray Susan in January of 2014. The night's theme was schemes and dreams.
I was 13 years old, so naturally my favorite magazine was 17 Magazine, which I started receiving at age 11. And my favorite issue of 17 Magazine was the annual 17 Magazine cover model contest, where regular people just like me, could compete to be on the cover of 17 Magazine. And if you won, they flew to New York, and you got new clothes, and they did your hair and makeup, and you got to be in the magazine. Even the runners-up were in the magazine. And then, if you won, you were on the cover of 17 Magazine. Now, at 13 years old, I was the same height that I am right now, but I was 30 pounds lighter. I towered over everyone, most particularly the boys. So, like, at the eighth grade dance, Jesse Heller asked me to slow dance to Just One More Try by George Michael. And I was so excited. But then afterwards, my friend said it looked like I was babysitting him because he only came up to my shoulder. I just spent a lot of time feeling like a human praying mantis. And it seemed to me like the only possible theoretical advantage to being so tall and skinny is if I could somehow win the 17 Magazine cover model contest. My mom was actually featured in the pages of Vogue magazine when she was at Sweetbriar. She was picked to be in the college issue, and she and her roommate Liz, they got to be in the magazine, and they were all dressed up in like these piratical puffy shirt things that were tucked into like floor-length kilts. And they had these kind of messy, disheveled updos. I mean, this is a very glamorous picture that my mom ripped out and framed and has framed by her desk to this day. So all this to say, I knew she would be on board when I came to her with the 17 Magazine cover model contest plan. And she totally was. Project. So first we had to take the pictures to send in. So we picked out a super cool outfit of acid wash, denim, miniskirt, over black leggings with an olive drab safari shirt tucked in and jazz flats, which, by the way, you can go to Brooklyn tonight, this very night, and see 320-somethings wearing that outfit, but anyway. So after I was all dressed, we needed to do my hair. So we ran down to People's Drugstore and we got Salon Selective's mousse and pump hairspray. And then I flipped my long, permed, layered hair over, and I scrunched the mousse in a maneuver familiar to any 80s ladies in here. And then I flipped back, and I pumped the hairspray all over it, and the resulting frizzy poof was like big hair nirvana. And then I put on some electric blue eyeliner and some purple mascara and a couple layers of like light pink lip gloss, and we agreed I was cover model ready. So we took the pictures in her bathroom because the vanity mirror in there had the best lighting, but it was kind of tricky because we didn't want the pictures to look like they were taken in a bathroom. So, and then we had to send the film away and wait for a week to see if we got any good pictures. Does anyone remember having to do this? But when they came back, when that Kodak envelope came, we were super excited because you could not see the toilet in any of those shots. So we were good to go. So I sent in my little application, and you guys, I got my letter. And I was a finalist in the local competition of the 17 cover model contest. Apparently I had not read the fine print, and there were actually a couple of layers between like me and New York. So I was just in the local finals, but still I was super excited. I was super excited. So on the appointed day, my mom and I drove out to Fashion Square Mall to Leggett's department store, where we encountered a scene familiar to any watchers of Toddlers and Tiaras, which is that the junior section was all cleared out, and they had put this little rinky-dink runway in there. And then there's like a judging table with two board ladies sitting there. And then there was like one photographer with a point-and-shoot camera and some parents. It was not quite as glamorous as it was going to be in my mind, but I was still pretty excited about the brand new outfit from Leggett's that I got to wear for the competition. So I went back to the dressing room. I put my outfit on, which was an Esprit button-down top with a like really loud pattern that I wore over a black sweater miniskirt and black Reebok high tops with colorful socks all scrunched down. And again, if you go to Brooklyn tonight at this moment, I guarantee you there are 320-somethings wearing that outfit. So I dabbed on a couple more layers of my light pink lip gloss, and then the show began. So the other girls were like a lot older than me and cooler, and probably most humiliatingly, they were a little more developed, which I am still waiting for my developments. And I'm pretty sure that like any day now that's gonna happen for me. But anyway, so then it was my turn. I still remember the song that was playing. It was Waiting for a Star to Fall by Boy Meets Girl. And the announcer said my name, and she said I was from Albemarle County, so she was obviously not local. And then my actual walk down the runway is a complete blur. I was hoping that I was like, you know, really like working it. But apparently my mom said I pretty much just ran to the end, which could be why it's such a blur in my memory. Anyway, then they announced the winners, and I got second runner-up in the local edition of the 17 magazine cover model contest. So my cover model dreams pretty much died right there. But the next year I went to high school, and the boys in high school were a lot taller. And in due course, I got my first boyfriend. And for our 1 month anniversary, I gave him a framed copy of one of the modeling shots. And he said it looked exactly like one of the pictures that would come with the frame. And it turns out that's as close to being a real model as I really wanted to be anyway. Thank you.